Hi there, this is Alistar with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. This Key Races and Bets podcast is brought to you by AmWager.com, a great legal online wagering website with great betting tools and perks. AmWager.com is legal for residents of most states in the U.S. and covers most tracks in North America, as well as many around the world. Check it out at AmWager.com. You can also get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, for free at AmWager.com by clicking on How to Bet and Alistar's blog. We're going to start with the Beyond the Wire Stakes, Race 8 at Laurel on Saturday, March 23rd. This has a post time of 4:02 Eastern. There's one contender in this race, and that is Determined Driver. Determined Driver finished second in the similar Wide Country Stakes 4 weeks ago, three quarters of a length from the winner and a bit over a length from the third place finisher. The winner, Miss Harriet, does not return for this race, and that makes Determined Driver the one to beat. After returning from a five-month layoff in February, Determined Driver won nicely at six furlongs, then on February 9th, just 15 days later, improved to a career-best 90 Ecobase speed figure when rallying from 4th into the runner-up spot in the Wide Country. No horse in this field has run that fast to date, and Determined Driver is likely to improve third race off the layoff, which makes her the one to beat. We should consider a win bet on Determined Driver at odds of 6-5 or more, making her a likely low-odds overlay if above those odds. For doubles, I want to play Determined Driver in race 8, Speedrunner and I Know Map in race 9, and I want to play a second set of double tickets, which could be very profitable for a low investment, which is Determined Driver in race 8, Speedrunner, I Know Map, and Point Doom in race 9. Don't forget, this is race 8, the Beyond the Wire at 4:02. Moving on to the next race, race 9 at Laurel, the Private Term Stakes. This has a post of 4:33 Eastern on Saturday, March 23rd. The win contenders are Speedrunner and I Know Map. The other contenders are Speediness and Point Doom. In a race like this, we have to discuss the likely favorite first, and that's Speediness. It's not that the likely odds-on favorite can't win, but it's very important that he is a poor win bet in this situation, whereas others offer much better return and are possibly as much or just a little bit less probable to win. Speediness has won 5 of 9, including 4 of his last 5. He won the Miraclewood Stakes 4 weeks ago, rather easily, at 4-5 odds in a field of 7, and earned a 90 Ecobase speed figure. He ran the best race of any in this field at all, ever, before that, on January 7th, with a 100 figure, also at a mile, the same distance of the Miracle Wood. However, those are both one-turn races, and in 9 races, Speediness has never run around 2 turns, which is what he's doing today in this mile and a 16th race. There's an old axiom which says never bet a heavy favorite to win when he or she is doing something for the first time. And that applies here because no matter how fast Speediness has been, this is a new thing. Therefore, if he wins without my money as a win bet or even in the first position on exacted tickets. Instead, I'm going to focus on Speedrunner and I Know Map. Speedrunner is the only horse in the field to have won around 2 turns and only one of 3 to have run 2 turns among the 9 horses entered. Speedrunner did that, he earned his win, on December 8th in New York at a 9-furlong race, getting up to win by a neck after stalking the pace setter from the start, earning an 87 figure at the time, which compares favorably with the 90 figure Speediness earned in his most recent race. Speedrunner was entered in the Wither Stakes 4 weeks later, didn't do much running, went 6 of 9, but did have a traffic issue. Now he ships out of New York for Todd Pletcher, and if he can repeat or improve off his other 2-turn race, he has a decent shot. I Know Map has won 3 of 5 races and missed by a neck in another. Since returning from a 2-month layoff in February, he's won 2 in a row, improving from a 77 figure to an 84 figure 3 weeks ago. Jockey Angel Cruz rode him for the first time in that win and got a lot out of him, so he's riding back. The pattern suggests another improvement, and if another 7 points, that puts him at 91, in range of the 90 figures, Speediness, and a Speedrunner can earn or even improve upon slightly, which makes him a contender. I know Map may also benefit from a lively early pace, as Speediness has earned all 5 wins leading from the start to finish, but there are a couple others who could test him and set up a stalker like I Know Map. In addition to Speediness having a decent shot to stick around for second to pass late, Point Doom is another to consider for that position on exacta tickets and on one of the double tickets I mentioned earlier in race 8 to race 9. He won two in a row in December and February, then was second for the entire stretch run behind Speed in his last month in the Miracle Wood. He might not be good enough to win, but could offer value if checking in second once again still will be a nice price. In the private term stakes, race 9 at Laurel post 4:33 Eastern. For win bets, there is significant value on both win contenders as Speedrunner starts at 5-1 and I Know Map starts at ridiculous odds of 30-1. Considering I think Speedrunner could be considered for a win bet at 3-1 or higher, and I Know Map could be considered for a win bet at 5-1 or more, this means we should be betting both contenders. And with a likely opportunity to bet two horses to win, we should consider using a dutching tool, dutching the bet, which means to prorate our wagers for the best value. There's a free dutching tool, which is really easy to use in AmWager. You set the amount you want to win in total, and based on the odds, the bets are prorated for the best mathematical edge. So Speedrunner at 3-1 or higher, and I Know Map at 5-1 or more, I think will be very good bets here. Additionally, considering the high odds of I Know Map, even if he runs second, there's value in an exacta bet instead of a place bet, so I'm going to play an exacta at least for a dollar of all over I Know Map. And the other exacta I'm going to play is Speedrunner and I Know Map over Speedrunner and I Know Map, Point Doom, and Speediness. Moving over to the West Coast to Santa Anita for a couple of nice races. We're starting with race 7 on March 23rd. This is the San Luis Race Stakes, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The top win contenders are Awfully Naughty and Planetario. Awfully Naughty won the 2023 San Luis Race, making his second start off a four-month layoff. This year, he enters the race off nearly 6 months, which would be possibly concerning, except for the fact last year before the San Luis Race, Awfully Naughty won the Grade 2 Charlie Whittingham Stakes at 10 furlongs off a four-month layoff. Horses that run marathon races of a mile and a half or more don't need the kind of prep work which is needed for shorter races off a layoff, and considering leading rider Juan Hernandez Jr. signs on, having never ridden the horse before, I see no problem with Awfully Naughty winning this race for the second year in a row. Planetario is really the only other horse I think can win, given Balladeer and Mr. Cut have either run poorly at the distance or never run the distance of a mile and a half. Planetario was second Awfully Naughty in this race last year and won the Hollywood Turf Cup in November at the 12 furlong distance, so has the credentials to succeed. And he makes his second start off 3 months off, and after a nice finish from 6th to 2nd, behind missed the cut in the shorter mile and a quarter of Santa Marcos 6 weeks ago. In the San Luis Race Stakes, race 7 at Santa Anita Post, 7 p.m. on Saturday, March 23rd. Minimum odds for a win bet on Awfully Naughty are 7-5 and 8-5 on Planetario. In this situation with a short field, even though I think Awfully Naughty is a bit more probable, I'm going to bet whichever one of the two is the highest odds at those odds or above near post time. I want to play an exacta box of Awfully Naughty and Planetario. And then I want to play doubles in race 7 using Awfully Naughty and Planetario. And in race 8 using Yellow Brick and Don't Swear Dave. Moving on to the last race on this week's Key Races and Bets blog, race 8 at Santa Anita. Post time 7:30. This is a very nice allowance race in which the top win contenders are Yellow Brick and Don't Swear Dave. Yellow Brick fits perfectly at this first allowance level, coming off a strong win in Straight Maiden Company 4 weeks ago. Although that win came in his eighth start, it was his first after 8 months off, first in blinkers, and first with Kimura riding, who rides back. Yellow Brick did finish second twice around two turns last spring at Santa Anita in good races, good efforts. So the stretch out from 7 furlongs to mile and a 16th in conjunction with the improvement coming second off a layoff and off a career-best 101 Equibase speed figure makes him a very good shot, gives him a good shot to win his second in a row. The main competition in this race will be Don't Swear Dave, who's won 4 of 17. 12 are on the grass, but his win last month over the track at Santa Anita at a mile on dirt after 4 turf races this year shows he may have found a new home on the main track. That effort earned the same 101 figure as Yellow Brick did in his last win, and Don't Swear Dave was claimed by good trainer Steve Knapp out of the race and is in for the optional $50,000 claiming price, as he's already won at this first allowance condition. Mario Gutierrez rides back off the claim, which isn't rare, but isn't commonplace either, as new trainers usually go for different jockeys, and that's a good sign, too. In race 8 at Santa Anita, besides hopefully being alive for some night doubles, I'm going to look to bet Yellow Brick and Don't Swear Dave at odds of 2-1 or more. I would not hesitate to bet both at 4-1 or more, otherwise I'll bet the one at the highest odds, and if they're both at 4-1 or more, I'll consider the dutching tool at AmWager to help me prorate my bets for the best edge. For the exacta, I want to box Yellow Brick and Don't Swear Dave in the 8th at Santa Anita. Thanks so much for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Don't forget, you can get the written version of this, the Key Races and Bets blog, free at amwager.com, amwager.com. Click on How to Bet and Yellow Stars blog while you're there. If you're not a member, look around. I'll be betting there all weekend. I hope you will as well. It's a great wagering site. Take care and talk to you next week.